Please rise as we continue with the prayers of the church. We pray. Lord Jesus Christ, come to those who do not know you, those who have rejected you, those who are straying from you. Unite them to your glorious throne and dwell in their hearts. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus Christ, come to those who are lonely and in need of your presence. Come to the homeless, the unemployed, the underemployed, the homebound, the mentally ill, those who are in transition, and anyone else who experiences the pain of loneliness. Remind them of your incarnation and lead them to your church, where we bear one another's burdens. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus Christ, come to those who are oppressed and at the mercy of others. Rescue those who are suffering, the abused, the neglected, and those hated. Comfort them with your tender presence and love. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus Christ, come to those who are sick, injured, and recovering. Especially in our congregation, those that we mentioned today. Dylan, Kai, Bev, Max, Wyatt, and Charlie. Haley, Annette, and Charlotte. Jennifer, Merle, Ava, Paul, Evan, Brian, Forrest, Rebecca, Kylie, Gary and Katie, Jim, Gary Hayworth, Ron, Gail and Rich, Richard, Joel Bond, Art, Sammy, John Filbert, Wally, Joe, Charlie, Andrea, Elena and her family. Lord, be with those families that are caught in conflict and bless those that have lost their homes and those who have members of families who have members of their family that lost their lives in the fire in paradise. Strengthen them with your healing hand and with your unwavering presence. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus Christ, come to those who rejoice and direct their praise and thanksgiving to you. Today we rejoice with Henry Post on his birthday this coming week. We also thank you for the gift of recovery and the gift of recovery for Wally and Betty, Joe and John. Grant that their rejoicing lead us all to praise your name. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus Christ, come to your broken church with the gifts of reconciliation and restoration. Unite your people once again so that we enjoy fellowship rather than fractured division. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, Lord Jesus, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your ever-present mercy. Amen.